Seasons in the Sun has gotten the most votes. I think it's 5 or 6 votes just for that song. I got to admit that Key Largo and the Pina Colada song jumped up into the top 3 right. for me. I just don't know.
And when he said right outside of Winchester, that reminded me of another one.
Winchester Cathedral.
Y'all bringing me down. Yeah, a guy in, with a bullhorn. Ooh, you got a hit song.
It was back in the... who was the guy that had the... You traveled the country with a megaphone.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Rudy Valley?
Yes, I think you're right.
Who it was? Mm-hmm. Touch a cab, yeah.
And of course, Warner Brothers made a million off of that with that singing, dancing frog.
I know. It's just awful.
All right, here we're going to recap the top 9. When we come back, we'll give you the number 1 song of the most annoying songs of all time. Again, number 10, Safety Dance, Men Without Hats, 9, Louie, Kingsman, My Sharona, The Knack at number 8. At number 7, in the year 2525, Zager and Evans, It's My Party, Leslie Gore at number 6, More, Andrea True Connection at number 5, number 4, MacArthur Park from Donna Summer, Crimson and Clover, Tommy James and the Shondells, and number 2, Macarena. And number 1, we'll take it in just a second.
Ian Punnett.
I was in a class with a woman who is African-American, and she made the argument against melting pot, but I thought in a really eloquent way. What she said was that we aren't a melting pot. We ought to give up this idea of being a melting pot. And she said one of the reasons why is a melting pot implies that we are boiling out the impurities.
Ian Punnett tackles the hot issues of the day. Weeknights at 8 on Talk Radio 790 WKY.
Celebrity Pawn. I'm Gary Asher for Celebrity Pawn and Jewelry. Need a little cash till payday? At Celebrity Pawn, we'll cash your personal check today, and we won't deposit it for 2 weeks. We make quick cash loans on anything of value, and right now we're paying top dollar for scrap gold. We buy, sell, and trade video games, and we'll give you cash for your TV. Check out our terrific bargains like Sony PlayStation Systems, $79, 25% off all sterling silver jewelry, out of pawn jewelry at unheard of prices, and Com 1 pagers, and all the hottest colors, only $29.95. This includes the pager, activation, and 2 months service. So if it's cash you need, or if you want to check out our red hot bargains, come see me, Uncle Gary, at Celebrity Pawn and Jewelry, 7200 Preston Highway, just 1 block south of Target, or give me a call at 968 Hot.
I can't keep my mind on work. Only thing I want to do is hit a few balls. I'm headed to the only golf range in southern Indiana, Golfer's Paradise. They're open 6 a.m. till midnight with club rental, a lit-up range, sand traps, and if you want to learn to play golf or just get better at it, they have a PGA Golf Pro available for lessons. Golfer's Paradise lets me forget about work and play some golf. 4620 Charlestown Road in New Albany.
Knob Hill Golf Course. It's the perfect place to go after you leave work a little early.
Knob Hill is a 9-hole golf course with 50% off your first month's greens fees.
They have a driving range so you can play late.
If your game is not up to par, you can have one of the PGA professionals give you some lessons.
Club rental is available. Forget work and play a real game at Knob Hill Golf Course in Georgetown, Indiana.
You have a nice home, drive a fine car, enjoy the good things of life. So why squander away a third of your life sleeping on a painfully obsolete mattress? I'm Bob Trussell, the guy who 6 years ago brought the famous Tempur-Pedic bed from Sweden to America. Since then, millions have discovered my fatigue-fighting, energy-boosting, weightless sleep system. Now, 25,000 medical professionals and sleep clinics recommend us. The media has given us rave reviews. We used NASA's anti-G-force research to invent a viscoelastic, weightless sleep material that can cut nighttime tossing and turning by 83%. Tempur-Pedic's exclusive technology is recognized by NASA and received the Achievement Award from the U.S. Space Foundation. Even if you suffer from back or neck pain, you can sleep as well as I do. Here's the number to call.
Call 1-800-249-9700 for your free Tempur-Pedic sample and free video. Call 1-800-249-9700. That's 1-800-249-9700.
It's the Natural Healing Show, Thursday nights at 7 with Dr. Peter Mosco on Talk Radio 790 WKY. This is Louisville's only radio program devoted to non-conventional health care. National and local guests, will spotlight everything from nutrition to fascinating findings and demonstrations from paranormal research. If you like Art Bell, you'll love The Natural Healing Show, Thursday nights at 7, brought to you by Amazing Grace Whole Foods and Nutrition Center and Holistic Philosophy Consultants on Talk Radio 790 WKY.
Our forecast, sunny today with a high around 73. It's 70 at Talk Radio 790 WKY.
Thank you and welcome back. It's 11:35. We are 25 minutes away from the noon hour when you will hear, after CBS News at the top of the hour, of course, Dave Ramsey, followed by that lady who yells at everybody, and then...
Dr. Laura. Don't do as I do, do as I say.
Dr. Laura, I need your advice. You're a tramp! Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I was sort of doing March shot.
Thanks.
I apologize. Tomorrow on this show, clairvoyant and intuitive Fennell will be our very...
And I must say, your pronunciation of the word intuitive has gotten so much better since you learned it.
Intuitive. He's one of them real smart guys. He'll tell you about your future and stuff. Fennell.
He will tell you amazing things about yourself.
And also on Monday, when we return from the weekend, Dr. Vern will be our special guest. He will be discussing his book called Dr. Vern's Northern White Trash Etiquette. Yes, you'll find out the proper way to fake a back injury. Preventing your in-laws from stealing the silverware at wedding receptions. Financial planning for scamming out of your gambling debts. And much, much more from Dr. Vern.
And these are for Northern Reds.
Yeah.
Northern necks, not for the...
Okay. Right, right. Well, you know, you have to...
They can't touch us. They can't touch us.
Share the culture. All right, let's go back to the phones as we narrow in now on the number one most annoying song of all time. Locally, it looks like it's going to be...
Seasons in the Sun.
All right, but let's add a few more to the list. Steve, how are you this morning?
Hey, you guys talk.
Thank you, Steve.
Sometimes too much, but...
Well, no. You know, we don't have any Skinner to fall back on over here.
Yeah, we can't play any music over here, man.
No, actually, y'all do a great job. Enjoy it.
Well, thank you very much.
The other day, I was going through some VCR tapes, recorded something off TV, seeing what tapes, you know, were good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
There was a commercial on here, and it was for a local station. It's not one of your all, so I won't advertise them.
Okay.
But they had a fat guy against a brick wall that would sing... I Can't Dance.
I remember that, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And I seen that commercial like 2 days ago. I seen on that tape, and I was like, oh, my. I told my wife, look how old this is. And I was just thinking about that. That's the most annoying song that I thought there ever was.
Phil Collins, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, it
yeah,
was.
Phil
yeah.
Collins.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that actually, by the way, was a national spot. And it's one of those things where they send you out a videotape, and you get commercials, and then just stick the name of your station at the end of it. So that wasn't like a local guy or locally produced or anything.
Well, ever since that station played it, I didn't like listen to them anyway, but I never did it ever again.
Well, I tell you what, dude, you're not an 11-year-old girl.
I was going to say, so from what you sound like, you're more than 12, so you wouldn't listen to them anyway. But all right, we'll add that one to the list.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, thank you, Steve. Now here's Michael. Michael, good morning.
Hey.
Hello, Michael.
Y'all are awesome.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
Okay, I got some songs for y'all.
Go ahead.
Dancing with Myself.
Billy Idol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, I put Billy Idol down for anything he's ever released.
Yeah. Oh, Sherry by Steve Perry, I think.
Oh, Sherry, Steve
by
Perry.
Sherry.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anything Steve Perry did alone was so schmaltzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That 80s pop ballad.
Power ballad thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just check me out.
And anything by Supertramp.
Hey, no,
I'm not going to totally jump on his side, but I do think that this is one of the more overrated bands that there's ever been.
No. You go kick back one night.
The man sounds like he's sitting there sucking helium balloons.
Well, listen to a Yes song.
Same thing. Their songs are better, though.
No. I love Supertramp. Even in the quietest moment, you go listen to that, anything. Now, there was a couple of songs, you know, that I didn't really care for. But as a band, I like Supertramp, and I'm going to have to call you on that one, sir. Sorry.
Okay. You're not allowed to your opinion, okay?
Okay.
So, no, yes, you are. I don't think they're bad. I just think they're overrated.
Any particular Supertramp song?
Lonely Days and the Lonely Nights. Yeah. That's maybe, I say, about 40% of their songs, ditch them.
Yeah, it's just differences, man. Agreeing to disagree, they irritate me. I don't know why.
And Escape.
Escape.
Yeah.
Who did Escape?
Supertramp.
Journey.
Journey. That was a Journey album.
Robert Holmes or something like that.
Robert.
Oh, that was the Pina Colada song.
The Pina Colada song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
that's
awful.
Yeah, that is absolutely
that's
horrible.
That's nasty.
And the Monster Mash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we even know that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. He
comes back once a year just to sing that song. Thank you, Michael. We need to get some other calls here. Mike, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing great, Mike. Where are you calling from, man?
I'm calling from IV Pharmacy. We'll just say that.
IV Pharmacy.
I want to remain unnamed.
Okay. Can you get us some... Well, forget it. We'll talk off the air.
I need some wink-wink antibiotics.
Well, yeah, that too.
I'm having trouble sleeping.
And then,
well, as long as you have a valid prescription, that's fine.
Oh, sure, yeah, we can jot something down.
Of course.
What songs just annoy you?
Well, okay, there's actually one song that just annoys me to death, and it's probably The Electric Slide. That could be because I can't dance. Yeah.
You know what, Matt, what bothers me about that is it's almost like it's the green light for any white person in the world to go to a dance floor. And then as soon as that song's over, they walk away. Mm-hmm. And something really funky might come on.
Well, that's because they don't have a dance partner.
And you know what's even worse is when the dance floor is filled and you're looking at the guys out there.
Now, they're all girls.
Well, exactly, except for a couple of guys who actually have stood in front of a mirror with that song and learned that dance.
Well,
what are you doing?
You know what? That opened the door to country line dancing is what that did.
Well, now that's cool.
Well, then there's, if you're taking jingles down, I guess the world's worst jingle would probably be the Meow Mix song.
Yeah.
Well, there's another show all in itself.
Yes, true.
Thank you, Mike.
Take care.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. And Russell!
Hey, what's up, guys?
Russell, live from the wind tunnel.
Pull the rig over, Russell.
What?
No, what's up, Russell? You're obviously...
I can barely hear you.
Okay, what songs?
I'll speak up, though. If we're going to go jingles, I'm going to go with that 1-800-BAR-10 song. That's going to be the most annoying thing on the radio.
How does that go?
So I'm going to go with that one.
I don't remember how... I know he's talking about the commercial, but I don't remember.
We're not saying anything about the poop squad.
Because right now I've got 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
There's a school to attend that I highly recommend.
Hello?
Call 1-800-BAR-10.
Oh, okay, we know what you're talking about now.
You have another one?
Yeah. Do I have another one?
Yes.
I can't remember. It's like a Yes song. It says something about taking refuge in salvation. Real. I'm feeling something like that. It's kind of silly.
I lost it.
We'll turn that one over to the research staff.
Dude, that was way too loud.
Okay.
I would know most Yes songs, but I don't know what he was talking about.
I don't know that one either. All right, 17 minutes away from noon coming up, we reveal what some people would say is the number one most annoying song of all time. And that and a few more callers right after this.
Rocky and Troy. Talk Radio 790. WKY.
The Comedy Caravan has a show you'll never forget this week. In fact, that's true every week, because only the Comedy Caravan brings you nationally recognized professional stand-up comedy every single week. The same great comedians you've seen on Showtime, HBO, The Tonight Show, A&E, MTV, and more. Now is the best time to get into the Comedy Caravan habit, because some of your favorites will be returning soon, including the musical mania of Tim Cavanaugh, the uproarious Brett Leake, the politically incorrect Tim Schlegel, and just about everyone's favorite Tim Wilson, back for Derby 2000. Thursday nights are smoke-free, Sundays are open to 16 and over, and group rates are available for parties of 20 or more. Call the Laugh Line today and make your reservations at 459-0022. That's 459-0022 for the Comedy Caravan, where you'll spend the funniest night of your life. This week from the Queen City, it's Mr. Hootie Who, Steve Caminiti. Also the machine gun of hilarity, Greg Hahn. Call the Laugh Lines for reservations, 459-0022.
Are you looking for a better way to move your products and services? KA.net has the solution you've been looking for. KA.net will help you stay ahead of the pack in the 21st century. KA.net has your business solution to market, sell, and move your products and services. KA.net is your e-commerce solution with web design and creation, internet connectivity, high-speed access, online credit card processing, and secure server services. KA.net is your total business solution. Get up to speed in a hurry with KA.net. Call 992-0324. That's 992-0324. Right here in Louisville, the e-business manager your company needs. KA.net. You'll grow on it.
Accounting, Fernwell speaking.
Hello, Mr. Fernwell, this is Neuralman.
Yes, Neuralman, how's the virus?
Darn thing just seems to hang on. I think I'll have to stay home again today.
No problem, Bob's here.
Oh, Bob? Who's Bob?
He's the account temp's temporary I brought in.
You know, I think this thing's starting to break up. I could probably be in about noon. What do you
think? No, don't worry. Bob and I are doing just fine.
Account Temps is the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. Visit us at accounttemps.com.
Looking for daily business news and information you can trust, plus a lively weekend section? Find it in the Wall Street Journal for only 37 cents a day, half off the regular rate. And with Weekend Journal, the Extra Friday section, you'll discover great wines, exotic travel destinations, book and movie reviews, and more. Now get 8 weeks of the journal delivered, including Weekend Journal, for just 37 cents a day when you order with your credit card. This limited time offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-308-2200. That's 800-308-2200. For the Wall Street Journal.
Pundit tackles the hot issues of the day. Weeknights at 8 on Talk Radio 790 WKY.
All right, 14 minutes away from high noon. Call us 571-7900. Most annoying songs of all time.
Hate you, Sean.
Let's recap all 50.
I'm gonna.
No, we're not.
But there are some on there that we didn't mention that I think most people would agree with. But
ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ding, dang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Ee, yeah. Ooh, The Witch Doctor, David Seville and Chipmunks. You Got It, The Right Stuff, New Kids on the Block has not been mentioned yet.
Sean mentioned that one, yeah.
Oh,
that,
did
Girl, you really turned me on. I'm 14. Great. That's
Sugar, Sugar, the Archies.
Don't
that
like
was another
it,
roller rink song back in my heyday.
Don't like it.
And then we'll run down the top 10, give the number one in just a second. But we have more people on the line who would like to give us their most annoying songs. Mike, how are you?
Hey, how are you all doing?
Doing great, Mike.
Hey, guys. I'm going to call you back. I called earlier. I was the one with the disco music.
Uh-huh.
I've got a cute joke for you all. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
A cute
How
joke.
Many cops does it take to push somebody down the steps?
none. He slipped.
You got it.
Carry over from yesterday's show.
I actually never heard.
Enjoy that.
I've never heard that. It just kind of made sense.
Oh, man, it's funny.
Did you have any song? You called about the disco, though. You covered a whole genre.
Do I?
You covered a whole genre with the disco. That's like when the United States of America said because the Vietnam War officially ended in 1975, and they said, "Hey, war's over. Let's boogie." And so came the worst music in the history of the century.
Yeah.
Well, as much as I call you, I think from now on I'm going to tell you all screener. This is Mike on the Sprint PCS phone out in the field.
Who do you work for?
I work for the city.
Sprint Oh, I thought you were getting a plug in for Sprint PCS because you work for them.
No, I work for the city. I go out in the field every day.
You just tell Sean that and he'll put you straight through.
You got it.
All right, thanks, Mike.
I'll never remember that.
And you all rock.
Thanks.
No, we talk. Oh, man.
We're talking rock.
Steve, good morning.
Good morning. You guys talk.
Thank you, Steve. How are you?
Oh, doing great.
Good. What song annoys you?
I Can Help by Billy Swan.
Oh yeah.
I got two strong arms.
I can help.
Yeah, that's neat.
That reminds me of the Crisco oil commercial with the girl going, shake and bake. No, shake and bake.
I have a lot of things that remind me of the Crisco oil commercial, but not that.
No.
I don't even know what that meant. That's a good one, though.
Okay, Billy Swan, I Can Help. It is now officially on the list, Steve.
All right.
Thanks,
all right, thank you. And good morning, Dan.
Yes, hello.
Howdy.
I didn't know y'all were gonna be even on the station.
Well, you haven't seen the television commercials?
No,
I
work for myself, so I'm usually not at home.
there are no television commercials. We're kidding.
Oh. Well, perhaps you've heard all the radio commercials, then on all the other
No, those haven't happened either. But well, listen, maybe we can make it you have an assignment. You have a mission. You spread the word around.
I will.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living, Dan?
Electrician.
Hey, okay, well, you wired into people's houses. What annoying song do you have for us?
Up, Up and Away, My Beautiful Balloon by Fifth Dimension.
Up.
Up and away.
Yeah, that's some
kind
of...
Kind of makes me want to puke.
More than a balloon ride.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
It is on the list. And hi, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, Paul.
Hey, I've been catching just bits and pieces, but do you guys have wings? Someone's knocking at the door.
Oh, no, but I agree.
Oh,
let him in.
God.
I agree.
Yeah, let him in.
You remember as a kid you had to take that vacation with the family and ride in the car?
Yeah.
Well, we had a station wagon, and we had a 14-hour ride up to Canada. I remember my father making my mother drive him, reading the paper, and every damn AM radio station, that's all they had was AM, had that song on.
If I can, you know, as great a legend as Paul McCartney is, I'm going to mention one more song to you, man. Silly Love Songs. Isn't that awful?
How about Billy, Don't Be a Hero?
No, we've got that.
I'm going to kill the guy.
Yeah.
I'll be the hero.
You'd be our hero.
Yeah.
My old man was in radio as a technician.
Uh-huh.
And he was in, I didn't know this at the time. I'm 14 years old. I go out, we were going to have a 50s night at school, 1971.
Yeah.
I go in to get a 45 of Rock Around the Clock.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom says, don't play that when your dad's home. I'm like, why? You know, so he comes home. I played a song. He walks over, picks the record up, flips it. Never saw it again. Turned out, when they opened the station up in Albuquerque, they played it for 24 hours.
Oh, and as the tech, he had to be there around the clock.
He was a tech.
Oh, man.
Well, listen, you guys take care.
Thank you, sir.
See you.
You too, man.
Appreciate the call. And good morning to you, Greg.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you doing, sir?
Again, you guys talk.
Hey, thank you.
What's up? How about an oldie but a goodie, Seasons in the Sun?
Seasons in the Sun. That
might be number two.
I think that's vote number eight, man, for that song.
All right,
yeah,
that's
beautiful.
Awful. And what's coming in there?
How about Kung Fu Fighting?
You know, that one didn't make the list. I mean, it makes ours.
Yeah, it made our list. It didn't make the official list here.
All right,
we got you. Here's
what
another
inspired
one.
That song? I mean, okay.
I'm waiting for the Tybo song to come out. Everybody was Tybo exercising.
I never understood.
Rick, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great, Rick.
Most annoying song is She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy. It's a country song. Dig that. You guys talk.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. She thinks my tractor is sexy.
I don't know what that's funny, though.
And she wrote me a John Deere letter.
Next call.
Bob. How are you, Bob? Bob, are you being arrested right now?
Bob, we're on a delay. You have to turn your radio down.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right.
It's all right.
You guys rock or talk.
Thank you. We'll have you trained in no time.
My tune that drives me crazy is the Barney song.
I love you.
Thank you. Love me, bye.
Thank you.
See you again tomorrow.
BJ and Baby Bop will be right here with us.
Isn't that wonderful?
Hello, Anna, and superty duperty day to you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Did you guys get Disco Duck in there?
Disco Duck?
Oh, yeah, number 21 on the list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just waiting for that one to come up.
No, getting one on the list, yeah, you scored.
Thank you.
And if we had something to give you, it'd be yours.
Okay, thank you. We got stuff. We got
Boomer Size and Salsa, man.
Okay, it's a start.
All right, okay. We're working our way up to the big prizes like keychains.
There's another show where we just beg and plea for stuff to put in our prize closet. All right, let me go on and run down the top 10 again. We'll give you the number one. We can still take a few more calls on annoying
well, what are
songs.
You, first of all,
we've
you,
got something to get to, by the way. Don't forget.
Don't, yeah. Oh, well, yeah, we're going to go out with that. That's going to be the last thing. He's found my most hated song ever.
I know.
What's yours?
Of all time?
Of all time.
Oh, gee, I don't...
There's no argument. It's not blurry.
I know. We know what it is, and we found it.
I know you know what it is, because every time I mention it, everybody in the room starts singing it.
Mm-hmm.
Sends me running, screaming from the...
Safety Dance 10, Louie Louie 9, My Sharona 8, In the Year 2525, number 7, It's My Party, Leslie Gore 6, More, Andrea True Connection 5, MacArthur Park 4, Crimson and Clover 3, Macarena number 2.
I'll again state that I do not think My Sharona belongs on that list.
And... at the top on this particular survey, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, Helen Reddy at number 1.
I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, and numbers too big to ignore. I bet you we do the whole song, and I know too much to go back and pretend. I lose it there. That's pretty much all I can
remember. Okay, we don't. We our roar is not as loud.
And that song wasn't just annoying to males. I think that pretty much was annoying to both genders.
Well, we'll find out here pretty soon, I have a feeling. But I Am Woman by Helen Reddy. on this particular survey all the way at the top. But we've still got time, Dad, just a couple
just
of
barely.
Here. We've got one more call. It's all we can take here. Dudley, add to the list here quickly, please.
Yeah, I was thinking about Journey, the Nine Out of Nine song.
Loving, touching, squeezing.
There you go.
Again, overplay killed that for a lot of people, I
quick
think.
Trivia, how many Nas are in that song?
I think it was 92.
154.
Ah.
I don't believe you.
I just made it up anyway.
Thank you, Dudley.
See ya.
All right, let's go on and get...
No,
get
let's not do that.
What?
I want to hear the song that you think's the most irritating song of all time.
I'll have to think
You've had 4 hours to think about
Freddie
it.
Freddie and the Dreamers. I'm telling you now. Do you remember that? Do you remember Freddie and the Dreamers?
Mm,
oh, I know Sean doesn't remember that. Come on.
I just thought of another one. Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
That's on there. Yeah.
Is it on there?
It made
Sorry.
The list.
It is on there.
To My Little Turn on the Catwalk. Sean, do you have a number one? Annoying?
It would depend on the day. I can't really pick just one.
See, I guess I'm the only one who has one that it transcends days, times, eras, ages.
Hear something.
It's to me.
And here it is.
It doesn't. Don't do this to me. Man, don't do that. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Roger Miller.
You know, if I was into guns, one of you guys would be picking up his brains for playing this thing.
Trailers for sale are rent.
Come on, John, sing along.
Rooms to let 50 cents. Oh! No phone, no pool, no pet.
There is no God.
Ain't got no cigarettes out, but 2 hours of pushing broom by.
Push this.
8-12. Bedroom.
They say he died young.
Man of means by no means.
He didn't die young enough.
King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train.
How long is this going to go?
Destiny
50 seconds. Don't do this to me.
Whoa, worn out suit.
I don't even know what it is. Why?
I don't pay no union dues. Oh. I smoke oaks.
30 seconds, Troy.
I can take it, man.
It's no dang me.
I feel like John McCain in the cage.
Man of means by no means.
Oh.
King of the road.
You're going to take your Roger Miller and like it, young man.
Oh. Engineer on every train.
Oh.
All that children.
10 seconds, Troy.
I don't know why I hate
him. Every handout in every town.
The longest 10 seconds of my life.
Three, two, one.
See you, Roger Miller.
We built a new Talk Radio 790 WKY. Now you can wake up every weekday morning with Joe Arnold from 6 to 9.
It's new and it's local.
Then, you've heard them on FM. Now listen to them talk.
Rocky and Troy from 9 to noon.
Dave Ramsey's Money Game moves to 12 noon, followed by Dr. Laura from 3 to 6.
Talk Radio 790 WKY.
Miss a day, miss a lot. So set all your radios to 790 AM.
For the new
Talk Radio 790 WKY.
Okay, Terry, how do you want to tackle this job?
Well, let me go up first to work from the roof while you work from the ladder.
Well, it's your neck. I'll go get the tools.
Psst. Hey, miners, why not go to Higdon's Paint and Ladder for scaffolding?
Huh? Who said that?
Me, the ladder you bought at Higdon's, the ladder leaders.
No, this is not happening. Ladders can't talk.
Oh, I admit we've had some ups and downs, but this job calls for special help. Higdon's has all sorts of ladders for all types of jobs. Step ladders, extension ladders, over 2,500 ladders to choose from. Fred and Randall Higdon will help you select a ladder that'll make this job safe and easy.
Maybe if I get more sleep at night.
All right, Terry, let's get working.
Hey, listen, I changed my mind. First, let's go to Higdon Paint and Ladder for some scaffolding.
Well, now you're thinking like a professional.
Yeah, I figure why risk my neck when Higdon's Paint and Ladder is just over at 3819 Dixie Highway. Let's go.
So long, guys. See you later.
Hey, was that the...
Don't ask.
Business. It's survival of the fittest. Dog eat dog. You're a business traveler right in the middle of it. And we're Trip.com, your travel website. www.trip.com, the travel site dedicated to you, the no-nonsense, no-time-to-waste road warrior. At Trip.com, you get the airports you want to fly in and out of and the times you want to fly, the exact flights you need. And if our low fare finder locates a less expensive option, we'll let you know. Trip.com, simply brilliant.
Miss a day.
Miss a lot.
Talk Radio 790 is WWKY Louisville.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn.
A fond farewell from his supporters and campaign workers as Bill Bradley makes his departure from the Democratic presidential sweepstakes official. CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano covered the West Orange, New Jersey news conference and joins us live.
Bill Bradley made a few things clear. He is not a candidate for vice president. He is not considering a run for governor of New Jersey. He is taking a vacation and would not say whether he'll try this again. And while pledging his support now for Al Gore's candidacy, Bradley did not back away from charges Gore at times ran negatives and distortions.
I hope that he'll run a better campaign in the general election.